Hi, I'm Marie.
And I'm Emily.
And we're registered dietitians who love to look at the research when it comes to all things diets and supplements.
With years of working with professional and collegiate athletes, we've seen it all, and we're here to set the record straight.
On this podcast, we break down popular diets and supplements to let you know what's legit
and what's BS. Welcome to RDs versus BS podcast. We are here today talking about Herbalife, which is one that once we started digging, it was hard to stop. There is so much good stuff out there about Herbalife. What I remember about Herbalife is in college, which I guess makes sense. I was 2011 to 2015, and some girls in my sorority started selling it. And even in college, I remember doing I did a supplement review or something on it. And the YouTube video's out there somewhere. I didn't even go look for it because I'm sure it's so cringy from 10 years ago or so. But there's a lot to get into today. So we are so excited to do that. But before we dive into this episode, as always, love to encourage all of our listeners. If you like our podcast, if you listen every week, subscribe, give us a review, let us know what you think. We'd be so grateful for that. It really just helps us know how things are going and keeps us front of mind on the podcast scene. And for everyone who is listening, I know this is coming out many weeks after the day we're actually recording this, but it is Marie's birthday. So if you didn't wish her a happy birthday on her actual birthday, you can do so now. So we're doing a little birthday episode recording today, which makes everything a little bit more fun.
Woo! Choosing the company I hate the most.
Yeah. Nothing you'd rather be doing.
Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely one of those companies that the more you look into it, I mean, you said like, oh, all this good stuff that we uncovered, but it's like bad good stuff. It's like juicy.
Exactly. Yeah. Juicy stuff.
I'm sure you were the same way. I was just getting like angrier and angrier as I was looking into stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So Herbalife is one of those MLM companies that we've looked into a few. There's been Beachbody, there's been Arbonne, and in those past episodes, we've talked about pyramid scheme versus MLM, all of this stuff. But as you probably know, if you've listened to those episodes, Marie gets very fired up about these. So we're just going to start off today by explaining what Herbalife is and talk about what sort of things that they are selling to people and why they are an MLM, how they are an MLM, and what that actually looks like.
Alrighty, so I've usually tried to kind of like just gloss over the whole MLM thing and pyramid scheme thing because it's not always been super pertinent to our purposes, but I just feel like with this company, I want to kind of explain it a little bit better because I almost feel like the pyramidness of this company is integral into how shady they are and how they really take advantage of vulnerable populations, especially vulnerable populations that historically have health problems. So they'll like prey on not only vulnerable financially people, but also vulnerable health-wise. It's like almost a scheme within a scheme, the stuff that they have going on. It is honestly just on another level with Herbalife. So I am going to get slightly in a little bit more into the structure of this company. So basically, yes, this is an MLM that stands for multi-level marketing. Essentially, what that means is that you buy in, so that's huge. You buy into the company, you have to buy an inventory, and then once you buy into the company, you are supposed to then sell that inventory to outside consumers. But what is more profitable and easier is to recruit people underneath you to buy inventory as well. And then you will get a commission off of what they buy. And then the people under them are supposed to get people under them. Herbalife pushes recruiting very hard. They do not shy away from the fact that they are all about recruiting. So me and Emily watched a ton of videos of Herbalife conferences and stuff like that. And like the leaders of this company straight up are on camera saying like, you get five people, and they get five people, and they get five people. Well, if you do the math, after 13 iterations of that, you're double the world population. So, you know, and this company has been around for such a long time, we are essentially at the point that if you join Herbalife now, you are at the bottom of this pyramid, and there is like almost essentially no way for you to make money and make your way to the top. It's too saturated. There's too many people involved. You're at the level where you have to recruit the entire world population to make any kind of income. So it's, you know, already sort of, you're setting it up to fail. There was actually a really great analogy that I saw in one of the documentaries, and I don't remember who said it, but they said joining Herbalife now is like buying a lottery ticket for a lottery that's already happened. Like not only, yeah, that was a good analogy. It's like, not only is even if you were joining at a time where like people were profitable, that percentage chance of you making it in this company is already so small. It's like the odds of a lottery. But that time is like so far gone that it's basically impossible. So because people are getting scammed into joining, and I'm using the word scammed, I guess I have to like throw this disclaimer out there that it's my opinion that people are getting scammed into join, but it is essentially impossible to make money. And the people that they are basically recycling in that bottom tier, at least here in America, are immigrants, undocumented workers, and people typically of Latino descent that are in a low income situation, like low financial situation. So they are being promised this dream. And I was listening to a podcast of an advocate for this group of people, this specific sect of people who were survivors of Herbalife and victims of Herbalife. And she was saying that a lot of people that are recruited into this do not know how to read or write. So imagine that you've got somebody who can't read or write, doesn't speak English. We'll get into it in a little bit, but all the labels with Herbalife are also in Spanish. And for me, that's like, you are clearly targeting the Latino population here in America. I mean, I think it's good, obviously, to have bilingual labels, but they're doing it for an insidious purpose, not for like an inclusivity purpose. And yeah, she was saying that a lot of them don't know how to read or write. How are you going to recruit the entire world population to sell protein shakes underneath you if you're not literate? You know, it's like they are just taking advantage of like super vulnerable populations, and they're essentially just recycling that bottom rung of the pyramid that is never going to make money and is just going to lose a ton of money over and over and over again with all these people, and a lot of them being undocumented workers who can't go to the government and say, hey, I've been scammed, because they're here illegally. So a really, really messed up situation all around.
Yeah. And that was my biggest issue with it, was that, fine, if you want to have a company where you have to recruit people, whatever, but if these people are literally not able to make any money by doing this, then that's where it becomes a scam. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't tell people that this is a way to make money, this is a real business, and then the amount of people who make no money or lose thousands of dollars is horrible.
Yeah.
And we'll get more into it, but it makes sense because these are really, really expensive products. And people are just sitting on all of this product that they've purchased that they can't resell because it's too expensive. And that's where I really see issue with it, is that they're expecting to make a lot of money and they can't make any.
Yeah. We'll kind of get into a bunch of this, but like in 2014, Herbalife got into a lot of trouble with the FTC. In that report from the FTC, this is, I'm quoting this word for word, Herbalife sales leaders earned on average less than $5 a month from product from sales. For folks who invested the most to build an actual retail business, a brick and mortar store that Herbalife calls a nutrition club, the majority made nothing or even lost money. So this is the FTC coming out and saying this. So those people are making $5 a month on average, which is just insane. The amount of time that people put into this to make $5 a month, that's insane to me. All right, I feel like I'm rambling, but I want to get into this like nutrition club things too before we kind of continue on. So that is the sort of like general structure, and Arbonne, Beachbody, they all kind of follow the same thing. You're a person, you try and make a team below you, a downline, whatever. Where Herbalife gets extra shady is this whole nutrition club thing that I just referenced. So Herbalife basically is now scamming people through property, basically. So what they'll do is they will go, a distributor will go get a lease for a brick and mortar store, and they will open a nutrition club. And it's basically a smoothie shop where you can only buy Herbalife products. Like literally, that they'll have this whole menu of like a bunch of different flavors of shakes and stuff, but it's all just Herbalife powders and add-ins. And like, we're about to get into it. They have a gazillion different supplements. All it is they're selling their supplements in shake form. And they don't advertise anywhere that it's Herbalife. In fact, they are not allowed to advertise anywhere that it's Herbalife. I think the reason for that is if more people knew they were Herbalife, they would steer clear, because their name did kind of get drug through the mud in like mid-2010s. But basically what they will do is they will buy a brick and mortar store, they'll lease a brick and mortar store. Then they will recruit somebody below them to take over that lease. That person below them takes over the lease, now has to buy inventory for the store. Well, guess who's making a commission off of all the inventory that's now going into that store? The original leasee. Now they're going to convince that person who's not bringing in money, they just bought a shit ton of inventory and they can't turn a profit. Oh, well, go ahead and lease it to somebody below you in your team. Why don't you recruit somebody to come take off this lease? So now it's almost like this real estate scam. It's absolutely wild to me. Like, it is just so shady and disgusting, and like, I don't know, I'm getting pissed off talking about it. And we need to get it, I understand this is a nutrition podcast, we need to get into the nutrition of it, but like, I just feel like knowing that makes it that much worse.
Do you want to share your experience with one of these nutrition clubs, or should we save that for later in the podcast?
Let's talk about it later so we can talk about the like actual products. Let's talk about the nutrition first.
Awesome. Okay. Yes. If you just go on the Herbalife website, you see what I wanted to point out. So we're not quite getting into the nutrition just yet, but this is really quick. The first thing you see is nutrition for your best life. Right below that, the second thing mentioned says start your own business. So they're pushing it even from the website, but not to beat a dead horse on that. I just thought that was interesting. But basically, they have a ton of different supplements, and I tried to look through them all. And then I got to a point where there are just too many to really go through. They break it up into three categories. The first category is core nutrition, and I think this is where the majority of their stuff comes from, where it's pretty much the shakes. So their shake powder is called Formula One. Every one of these companies has a shake powder. So for Herbalife, it's Formula One. It is $46 for 30 servings. That is really expensive. Yes. Later we'll get into, you know, what's actually in it. But yeah, that's just crazy. Really, really expensive. And then Formula 2 is a multivitamin. I don't know who came up with these names. I don't really get the Formula 1, 2, and 3. But Formula 2 is a multivitamin, again, a very overpriced $26 multivitamin when you could get a nature-made one for $8. And then there's Formula 3, which they call a cell activator, which we noticed that as we're going through this website, you can't see many of the supplement facts for all of these supplements. That is a big red flag, but they do have a description and they say, oh, there's ALA in it, which if you listen to our fat episode last week, we talked about ALA, but it's a part of the omega-3s. Not sure why they chose ALA, because again, if you listen to our episode, you'll remember that the DHA and EPA are parts of omega-3 that really have more of an effect in the body. The ALA is one that doesn't really get converted too well in the body to a form we can use. So their cell activator is more expensive than just a fish oil that you'd find. So that's their core nutrition. Like I said, there are three categories. The second category is healthy weight, bunch of other supplements under this. I feel like they don't even deserve our time to go through all of them. It's just a bunch of crap, honestly, kind of sketchy herbal supplements. They have protein bars that are like $28 a box. Well, if you buy protein bars, you'll know that's a lot more than what you typically pay for a protein bar. And then this is where it really got me, because then they have their third category is specialized nutrition. And as I'm going through, they are just checking the box for every single person on the entire earth could fall into one of these. They have supplements for men's health and women's health. They have supplements for children, which is, oh my God. Yeah, it's horrible.
And then did you see the name of that was Shake Booster, which implies
the kids one?
Yeah, which implies that they're supposed to be putting it in the kids' Formula One shake, which means they're promoting that not only do the kids take this, quote, shake booster, but they should also be drinking the shakes. Like, that is such a problem for me.
Well, they're weight loss shakes. That's a huge problem.
Yeah, and we'll get into what these shakes. It is not what children need to thrive and grow. It's wildly problematic.
It really is. So, I mean, if you're a man, woman, or child, then we have a supplement for you. They have supplements for heart disease and fat burning and sports nutrition. They have a whole sports nutrition part that, oh my gosh. And it's interesting with this, they were smart. They got it NSF certified. So it's third party tested. Yeah, Marie, talk a little bit about their sports nutrition line, because I know you looked into it a bit.
Yeah, I hate this so much. Like you said, the NSF certification means that there is a third party coming in and verifying that what's on the supplement facts is indeed what's in the product, which we always recommend using third-party testing when taking a supplement. However, I would still never, ever recommend these Herbalife supplements for any athlete ever. But what they do that is so, it's annoyingly smart. Herbalife, I will give it to them. They are so smart with who they choose to promote this. So for the sports nutrition line, it's called 24 is the name of the line. They get a ton of like really famous athletes, and especially in soccer communities. So I know that Cristiano Ronaldo is sponsored by them. He is like, I think he's like the most famous athlete in the world. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing the jersey that says Herbalife on the front. Like, I don't know if he knows how sketchy it is, but if someone's paying you millions of dollars to wear a jersey, like, I just don't think you care at that point. Like, I'm not trying to say anything about him. I obviously don't know him, but like, you know, they have the money to dole out and pay people to promote it who may or may not have any idea, like, that it's even an MLM company and how scammy it is. And this goes back to they target soccer players. I don't think that's a mistake. Latino communities enjoy watching soccer. If they are continuously seeing this Herbalife thing on the front of their favorite players' jerseys, they're going to continue to think that this is a legitimate company that they need to be buying into. I hate it so much. There's just absolutely no way that these athletes are actually eating Herbalife stuff. Again, I don't know for sure. Allegedly, I guess I can say, like, they're just getting paid to sponsor this, I would think. And then another crazy person that they had promoting this was Madeleine Albright. Unreal.
I saw that.
Yeah, unreal. They pay high-powered, influential people to promote it who probably don't have the time or incentive to, like, really dig into it. And it continues to build their brand as something legitimate when all these legitimate people are promoting it.
Yeah, so too many supplements to even go over all of them. Basically, their claims are that, well, I'll read word for word what they say. So Herbalife claims they're the global leader in nutrition with over 40 years of experience developing best-in-class meal replacement shakes and dietary supplements. It sounds like every company we talk about, you know,
right.
every Slim Fast, Beachbody, Arbonne, they all have the same stuff. It's like, we have a shake and it's to make the world healthier and we have supplements. Like, great. They also say, you know, the products are designed to help you achieve your goals. What makes them unique, they say, is their ever-growing community. Our network of Herbalife Nutrition independent distributors spans across the globe and is here to support you on your journey to better nutrition. So that's what they're saying is what makes them unique is everything Maria and I have been complaining about since the beginning of this episode. It's not a positive thing.
Yeah, the unique thing is they're shilling a bunch of unnecessary, potentially dangerous supplements to people by people who have no idea what they're talking about. Awesome.
Well said.
So unique.
Yeah, and then, you know, their last claim is our products are designed to enhance your weight management efforts and support the benefits of balanced nutrition at home or on the go. Bottom line, weight loss company that also has supplements to support nutrition. And as you know, by this point, we definitely have an issue with how the companies run, but well, maybe they'll be salvaged by the fact that their supplements and shakes are just amazing and so unique and just way better than anything else we've ever seen. If you know anything about us, you know that's probably not going to be the case, but we're going to go through everything, you know, specifically their shake, Formula One. But first, I just wanted to talk briefly about the different programs that they have, because we've seen, you know, in different ones, like in SlimFast, they had an actual nutrition component where they said, drink these shakes, but here are some meals you can eat. Here are some snacks you can eat, blah, blah, blah. For this, they have three programs that they suggest. And the difference between the programs is literally just how many different supplements you get, which was cracking me up. The first one's the Quick Start program. So you get meal replacement shakes, a powdered tea drink, a multivitamin, and a metabolism boosting supplement. Great. That's Quick Start. And then there's an Advanced program where you get all of that plus two more supplements. And they're sketchy. They're, you know, one for increasing energy, which is probably just a caffeine pill, and then one for reducing fluid retention, which is basically just going to be a diuretic, so making you pee a lot and be dehydrated. Not great. And then their third program is the Ultimate program, which is everything from the Advanced program plus two more supplements. And all of these range from about $120 to $230 a month just for the supplements. So it's interesting to me. They really don't give details about what to eat besides the Herbalife stuff. The Herbalife diet is to replace two meals a day with the shakes, take the supplements, but they don't really tell you what to eat outside of that.
Well, I think because they know that so much of your day, if you are bought into Herbalife, is coming from Herbalife shakes and supplements and bars, they know that you have to keep coming back to buy their branded stuff. I don't really think they're too worried about what you're putting on your plate for dinner or whatever it is.
I mean, that goes to show they don't really care about the success of the people who take their supplements.
Yeah.
It's just about continuing having people buy this stuff.
Right. And if somebody's not experiencing weight loss, they're probably going to continue to buy a bunch of these like fat blasting metabolism things that we know don't work.
Right.
Should we get into the Formula One, the shake? Because this is really kind of what they're best known for. You were saying earlier why you didn't know why it was called Formula One. I don't know if this is true or not, but just based off of the way that stuff is packaged and the way stuff's branded, it's very clinical looking. And I almost feel like they're using that to be like, oh, this is a clinical formula.
That makes sense.
I don't know. That would be my guess. Because the packaging is very clinical. It's not actually very catchy to the eye.
No, it's not like cute or like, wow, that looks like it'd be really good. But it doesn't have to be because they're not selling it in stores. It's all sold from distributors.
Okay, so looking at the Formula One. So this is basically supposed to be a meal replacement powder. A huge selling point for them, especially in the nutrition clubs, which we're about to get to, is that there's like a gazillion flavors of these. And they're fun flavors. You know, they're like pina colada and cheesecake and mint, chocolate chip and all, you know, all kinds of stuff. Basically, if it's a flavor of ice cream, it's a flavor of Herbalife Formula One powder. But okay, looking at the nutrition facts, it is, first of all, 90 calories.
Oof.
This is supposed to be one to two meals a day. Now, I will say they say to add it to 8 ounces of skim milk. But even when you do that, you're at 170 calories, which again, is not two meals a day.
This could be the worst one we've seen yet.
Mm-hmm. For trying to say it's meal replacement, absolutely. So that's really, really bad. Yeah, most of the ones that we look at, the powder itself is like 170, and then they tell you to put it in a smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so looking further down, there's 1 gram of fat, essentially none. There's 13 grams of carbs. That's pretty low carb. A couple grams of that is fiber. And it's only 9 grams of protein. Again, if you are adding this with skim milk, it will go up to 17 grams of protein. But that's like actually pretty low protein for a I guess they're not really marketing it as a protein powder. It's like a meal powder. But again, I mean, that is like just a tiny amount of food. I mean, if it's 90 calories, like you can barely have that much protein in it anyway. So it makes sense. There's not enough calories in it to have anything.
Right.
So yeah, it's just incredibly, I don't know. It's like dumb. It's just not, it's barely giving you anything, especially for the price. So going back to the price, it's like $46 for 30 servings of not a lot of nutrition at all. Just a tiny amount of protein. And that's basically it.
So there's nothing about this that makes it superior in any way to other ones that are half the price.
Right. And then if you go to the ingredient lists, it looks like there's a ton of stuff in it. But when you really kind of look at it, I mean, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but it's really just like a bunch of different starches, a couple different forms of sugar, a couple different forms of protein. Like it's just unimpressive. I mean, I don't really know what you would put in a protein powder to make it worth $46, but
I have no idea.
Like it's just
gold flakes.
Seriously, what was that? Truffles.
Truffle. Oh yeah. My gosh, yes. At every restaurant to have an upcharge.
Yeah.
Truffle oil.
And one thing that I thought was really interesting is the first ingredient is soy protein. So they are choosing soy as their primary protein source. But if you go down a little bit, casein powder is in this also, which comes from dairy. So it's not like they're claiming it's a vegan protein. I would understand a soy protein base or like a pea protein base if you're going to have a vegan protein. That makes sense to me. But if you're going to have soy be the first and then have casein be in there, I just don't understand why you just don't have a whey protein as like the first thing. But I think it's marketing. Like I really do. Okay, so my experience at the Herbalife shop that I knew was in town. So first of all, trying to get my athletes to not go to this place is an absolute battle because it's only 200 calories for a whole smoothie and they taste so good. And like I said, there's a gazillion flavors. Like the menu was overwhelming. So first of all, you're not allowed to have any signage really outside on the windows. So
why is that?
I have no idea. That's just one of their rules. And it's really creepy from the outside. Like, so I took pictures. I'm going to put them on the Instagram. It's really creepy from the outside. And it looks like an abandoned shop in a strip mall.
Why would your athletes want to go to this place if it's so creepy?
They have an Instagram. And like, basically the Instagram, I mean, it's like every single buzzword you could ever think of. So it's like a really colorful shake. And it's like blast fat. Like, I'm not kidding. When, like, I always use that example.
No,
it's like, ooh, blast fat. But no. Fat burner was all over the walls in this store. Fat burner, burn fat, boost your metabolism. Like every buzzword you could think of, detox. And it splashed all over their Instagram account. Yeah, so it's like low calorie, fun flavored milkshakes, essentially. Most people don't know that it's Herbalife. But anyway, so, but then you walk in and it was actually really nice inside. Like it was like a, it almost felt, had the vibe of like a juice bar. Like everything was very like modern and sleek. And now I will say where I'm living right now is a very affluent community. And I think because of that, this shop can exist and like probably actually profit. Because there is just a entire community of athletes, Greek life, affluent families that are willing and able to go purchase. It was $8. My thing was $8. Willing to go purchase an $8 shake that's low calorie and has the promise to like blast fat and all this kind of stuff and detox them. I think sometimes in like lower income communities, I think that's where that sort of retail space turnover happens a lot more. But this shop I know has been around like at least 2 years. I'm not 100% sure how long it's been there. I do think that because of the type of community that it's in, it probably has more retail business than a normal Herbalife shop that's in like a lower income community would have. But anyway, so I like wanted to ask a bunch of questions. There was a girl working the counter and she was just incredibly vague with all of her answers. And my guess is that's how they're trained to answer. There were no ingredients listed anywhere. It was just all the different flavors and they were in different categories, but the categories didn't really make sense to me. It was just like, it was overwhelming. So I kind of tried to ask, I was like, hey, so like, what are in these? And she was like, oh, well, it's ice and it's water, which is great because you're hydrating. And it's our special like protein shake.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay. Is there any fresh fruit in these? Can I get any with a fresh fruit? And she goes, oh, we have one flavor. You can get our blueberry cheesecake. So in hundreds of different flavors, they had one that had anything other than ice, powder, and water. That is what you're paying $8 for. Ice,
oh my God.
Powder, and water. And certain ones have certain add-ins that we're about to get into the whole like issues that people have had with really bad health situations, but like they have like aloe vera shots that you can put in there and tea shots and like all this stuff. And I was like, I've done enough research this week to stay away from those. So I was like, I'm just going to get the protein powder. And so I was like, okay, I'll get the one with fresh fruit in the one out of like 300, but that has fruit in it. So I got the blueberry cheesecake one. And she pulls out, I'm not kidding. Do you know? Okay. So like, if you're going to get a piece of like blueberry cheesecake, you know, the like syrupy type of blueberries yes. they put on the top. She pulls out the tiniest little ramekin of like syrupy dessert
no.
blueberries, puts that in there, pumps like 6 pumps of blueberry flavoring and puts my protein powder, my ice and my water in there. So that is their quote, fresh fruit variety.
What is blueberry flavoring?
Like at Starbucks, if you were to go
like
get...
Like the syrup?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I would assume it's probably a sugar-free one because they have the claim that all of the protein shakes cap at 200 calories total. It was just like, oh, my God. And it was $8. I paid $8 for a scoop of protein, basically like a tablespoon of dessert blueberries and some pumps of syrup.
Oh my God. You got got.
I know. Well, I knew I was going to get got. I was like debating whether or not I actually wanted to go through purchasing one, but I did want to try it. So then I tried it and I was annoyed at first that I liked it. I was really hoping it was going to be bad. The initial taste, I was like, ah, shit, this is pretty good. But immediately, like 30 seconds later, the aftertaste was awful. It was the weirdest metallic-y, just like almost like tingling feeling. I don't know. It was super weird. And it's because it's like an entire shake of not actual food or anything. So I only took a couple sips. That's as far as I got. But I'm not going to be like, it was disgusting. Like initially it did taste good, but then it just like got really weird really quickly. And the texture was weird. It was like kind of grainy. I don't know. And again, I think it's just because it's completely just powder. But yeah, it's just, it's crazy to me that this whole company's premise is health, weight loss. The CEO is like on record many times saying, we're going to help the world. We're bringing nutrition to the world. We're bringing healthy nutrition to overweight people. And we're also bringing access to nutrition to impoverished nations that don't have access to food and all this stuff. And I'm like, how is your powdered nothing fixing anybody's problems? There's no nutrition in any of this. Like it's right. like crazy to me that you're claiming to be this like health company and have these health bars and you're not even going to put fresh fruit into your shakes. How is that healthier? Like how is that disgustingly aftertaste and just disgusting watching her put everything in there shake healthier for me than me making a shake at home with like fresh fruits and vegetables and a whey protein for probably the same total cost, if not way less than what I'm getting with Herbalife. I was just like, wow, this is shocking how out in the open and obvious it is, but like for whatever reason, they've just continued to be around. And yeah, it's crazy to me.
So how at this place, how do you know it was Herbalife?
So I just knew because I had heard of these before. And it's really interesting because like the way that they name them is typically like you can even go online and Herbalife itself has a list of suggested retailer names, but it's usually the city or town that you live in, nutrition. So ours is called Auburn Nutrition. They're named something like that. And I mean, you could see the Herbalife products on the counter behind the smoothie bar. It's not like they were hidden. They had the tubs out. But I think if you didn't know what you were looking for, you probably wouldn't notice that.
Got it.
They also were selling Herbalife products at the front. So they had like Herbalife bars you could buy.
Okay.
They had the metabolism boosters and all that kind of stuff was all up at the front.
Oof.
Yeah.
What a mess. I'm so glad you checked it out. That's fascinating.
It was interesting.
Okay, so we've talked about the company. We've talked about the Formula One and how it's not anything super special. But there's also all of these supplements that they have that we're not going to go through any more of them in the same detail because we'd be here forever. But you know, they have claims that they're going to do all these things like increase energy, help with weight loss and metabolism and fat blasting, this and that. But for almost all of them, there are no studies proving that they are effective. And there are no studies proving that specifically the Herbalife supplements that are sold are effective. We wanted to see what's out there when it comes to specifically Herbalife studies and Herbalife supplements. And we found one that looked at people between 1998 and 2004. So this was a little bit ago, but this study found that there were 10 people who had toxic hepatitis specifically from Herbalife products. So that toxic hepatitis basically means liver damage. These supplements were toxic to people and caused liver damage. That is really, really bad. And beyond that, there was another one where they found that some of the Herbalife products were contaminated with an overgrowth of a certain bacteria. And this bacteria also happened to be linked to liver damage. So that was, I mean, not only could it potentially be toxic, but there were contamination in some of the supplements. And to be fair, both of these studies were at least 10 years old. So hopefully they've gotten it back. You know, Herbalife has figured it out and gotten it together and there's no longer contamination or liver damage from their products. But yeah, it's just very concerning. And if we haven't convinced you yet to steer clear of Herbalife, then hopefully this is, you know, it could potentially be very harmful for you.
Yeah, there was another study that I looked at that there was at least 50 instances of clinically apparent liver injury having been described in persons taking Herbalife products.
Oh.
So that's 50 more. Again, I'm reading word for word from the paper. Resolution occurred upon withdrawal of the Herbalife products, and several instances of relapse with restarting a Herbalife product has been described. Another thing that was part of that paragraph is they said that while they couldn't exactly conclude what was attributed to the liver injury within the Herbalife product, they've linked it to the green tea or the aloe vera extract being kind of like a commonality between all the liver injury stuff. And then here, this was also in that paper. It says, a major difficulty in assessing cases of liver injury possibly due to Herbalife products is that most patients are taking more than one preparation, sometimes as many as 12, and each product contains multiple nutritional supplements and botanicals. So we talked about this in, I think it was the InstaFads episode, talking about herbal supplements and just supplements in general, and how one of the dangers of supplements is that there's no studying and regulation of taking specific things together. Like we said in that episode, if you take two different types of prescribed medications, we have studied and we know how those medications interact with each other, how they interact with your body and your liver, how they interact with food and alcohol and a bunch of other substances. And so we can make recommendations based off of that. don't take these two drugs together. Don't drink alcohol on this. What's the big one? Don't drink grapefruit juice with this. For whatever reason, there's something in grapefruit that interacts with a lot of prescription drugs, which is interesting.
So random.
Yeah, so we have that for prescription medication, but we don't have that for supplements, and specifically herbal supplements, which is what a lot of these supplements are. These like side supplements, a lot of green teas, a lot of aloes, a lot of adaptogen type things. So yeah, if you're taking 12 of these products at one time, you have no idea how that's interacting with what you're eating, how it's interacting with each other in your liver. And yeah, it absolutely is setting you up for a higher risk of liver damage, especially with using this day after day after day. And that's what they promote. Like that's what they want their distributors to do. And what they want their distributors to convince people below them to do.
Definitely putting yourself and others at risk taking these. I don't blame you for not wanting to get the extra booster shots at your nutrition store.
Yeah, I figured I didn't want to go into liver failure on my birthday.
No. Okay, so now we've reached the time in the episode where we go over pros and cons. So pros for this, I'd say it's easy to follow like all of these meal replacement things. It's way easier to just mix up a shake than it is to go to the store and buy food. Not saying that it's a better option, but it is a pro. It's fairly easy to follow. There's a lot of fun flavors. You might lose weight. Other than that, those are my pros. Did I miss anything?
No, and you were too generous with this.
I knew you were going to say that. Well, I'll hand the cons off to you.
First and foremost, we live in a country where you are free to make decisions of who you want to purchase stuff from. And hey, I'm guilty today. I paid $8 into this company today. But I just really recommend that people think about where they're buying stuff from and the ethics of the company. On top of that, it's expensive. I mean, it's absurd what they're charging for this. It's not a long-term solution. I mean, unless you want to drink these chalky, potentially harmful for your liver shakes and supplements for the rest of your life, like you're just better off making lifestyle changes that you can hold on to and that you don't have to pay into to reap the benefits. Going out on a walk and learning how to make a 30-minute walk a part of your day is free. You don't have to like buy these ridiculous products. It's potentially harmful. There's data to show that there's instances of liver failure associated with these products. And I would say it's harmful from a financial standpoint for most people too. It's harming specific communities. And there's very, very few people that this company benefits. And those are the people that they tout, right? Those are the people that they march out on stage and talk about how many millions of dollars they've made with Herbalife. And it's like, that's the 0.0000 something percent of people that are bought into this company. And at this point, it's been around for too long. It's basically impossible to get there now. Too many people are above you in this structure. And yeah, I mean, it's an MLM. It's just, yeah, scammy. Extra scammy with the whole retail side of it, extra scammy that people are paying into leases that they can't afford, extra scammy that communities that aren't often preyed upon with MLMs. I mean, if you think about the ones that we talked about so far, you're typically talking about like affluent white women that tend to get targeted for stuff like Arbonne and Beachbody. And I know that's not like fully true for everybody. And I would say like a stay-at-home mom is probably a vulnerable community of people, but this one really just seems to go after a very vulnerable subset of the population. And yeah, so shall we give it the BS stamp, Emily?
I'll let you decide. It's your birthday BS stamp. What do you think?
Yes, big time BS stamp with this one. Big time. Yes.
Agreed. And our alternative for this one is one you've heard many times before if you've listened to us. Real food, exercise for a quick meal. I mean, if you are going to have a shake, make it just a plain whey protein, or if you can't do whey, some vegan protein, ideally third-party certified, and mix it with some real fruit, not some weird syrupy blueberry thing. And make sure you're getting enough calories, right? 170 calories is not enough for anyone for a full meal. You know, eating real food in a balanced way and moving your body. And I believe in past episodes, we have specific protein recommendations. Check out our Beachbody episode around the alternatives to hear some different protein powders that we really like if you are interested in, you know, making a shake at home. Okay, so then BSPS today is IV clinics. And these are things like these nutrition clubs that have popped up around all over the place. You'll see these IV clinics where, again, the ones I've seen have been fairly sketchy and kind of in random places. And basically what they are is you go and have someone give you an IV outside of a hospital setting. So they're pumping you full of hydration and fluids and electrolytes and sometimes even medication, like anti-nausea medication, vitamins, minerals, all sorts of things. People use them for different reasons. The big one that comes to mind is for hydration. When someone's hungover, they'll go to an IV clinic and get an IV. People do it for, you know, with altitude when traveling to get over altitude sickness or to avoid altitude sickness. If people are sick with the flu or food poisoning, they'll go. But other people also will go for reasons like anti-aging, to control stress, which I don't know how these things are going to help you. I think it's more stressful to get poked with the needle than not, but that's just me. Yeah. So basically what's in them, like I said, it's similar to the Herbalife shakes. They won't, or the, you know, the smoothie place you went to, Marie, they don't quite tell you always what's in them and you don't really know what you're going to get because they're not standardized.
Right.
You know, from one to the other, you're not going to be getting the same thing. But some places say they'll give you a special blend of vitamins and electrolytes. Like I mentioned earlier, an anti-nausea drug, sometimes pain medication, heartburn remedies, fluids, all sorts of stuff.
So do these do anything? Are they worth your money? These can be expensive. We'll get into that in a second. So do these do anything? So yes, like, especially if you're dehydrated, it does provide you with fluid. It does provide you with some vitamins and minerals. It does bypass digestion, which, let's say you're nauseous, you might have trouble keeping fluids down. But overall, research does not support the use of IVs outside of a medical setting. And the reason for that is because you don't always know what you're getting. You don't always know who's administering it. Yes, typically they require it to be like a nurse or something like that. But I mean, you don't always know exactly what that person's qualifications are. And yes, you can ask, but if it's a private company, you know, you're not really going to be guaranteed like you would if you were in a hospital setting. And you're always at risk for injecting something into yourself that your body won't tolerate well. The thing with hospitals is that they are going to monitor you. They're going to monitor how you react to stuff. They're going to have your medical history right in front of them. And there's some, especially intravenous stuff, like putting stuff straight into your bloodstream, there's some really, really dangerous, like immediately dangerous, kill you instantly type situations if you're putting something directly into your bloodstream that shouldn't be there. Does that happen often? No, probably not. But it is better to get these IVs from a safe place where you know that it's going to be safe and they have your medical history in front of them and they can make judgments of what to put inside that fluid bag versus kind of just buying something off the shelf and injecting it into you.
Yeah, and I found this that Kendall Jenner was hospitalized in 2018 after she had a bad reaction to an IV drip. So we don't know why or where she went or what happened, but she did have to go to the hospital. So that's a little scary. And then, I mean, we haven't even mentioned the cost yet. These things are super expensive. I found online anywhere between $150 and $400 for a 20-minute injection.
Jeez.
It's an expensive 20 minutes.
Yeah. I don't have that kind of money.
No. And if you're doing this for anti-aging purposes and you do it every other week or something, crazy. And also, this isn't going to help with anti-aging. Let's just come right out and say that.
The only thing it could potentially help with is like hydration. especially if you're in a situation where you can't keep fluids down. But anything else, anti-aging, I mean, even the anti-hangover situation, yes, it might help a little bit if dehydration is part of the hangover problem, but hangovers are not always just dehydration. There's usually other imbalances going on. So the IV might not even fully cure that.
And you can just drink water and it's free. Whoa. And you're getting hydrated, right? Like, we don't need to do this huge dramatic thing to punish yourself further after drinking too much.
Yeah. And I feel like there's probably a placebo effect with this as well. Again, because you're spending a lot of money on it and it's like hip and cool and people have said they felt so much better after the IVs and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure that plays a part.
Definitely. Yeah. So quick little pros and cons on IV clinics. Pros, it's quick, it's easy, it's Instagrammable. You can show your friends, put it on your story. Like, crazy night last night, I had to get an IV. Which isn't, to me, that's not very cool, but to each their own. And then there are also stories of people feeling great and feeling healthy after and swearing by this. But keep in mind, those are just stories.
Mm-hmm. Cons potentially could be unsafe, less regulation than in like a hospital setting. It's expensive and there's not really a lot of research on the effectiveness and the overall recommendation right now is to not use IVs outside of a clinical setting, so like a hospital or a doctor's office.
Yeah, so I feel like with this one, we have to give it the BS stamp.
Mm-hmm.
We can't recommend that anyone do this. It's too much up in the air as far as if it even works. It's not recommended, and it's potentially not safe. For alternatives, we've kind of mentioned them, but if you're dehydrated, just drink water. If you're really dehydrated, add electrolytes to it. There's really good products out there like Noon, Liquid IV, Drip Drop. You could drink a Gatorade. There's plenty of options. Your digestive system works. Like, it's okay. You don't have to get things stuck into your bloodstream in order to be rehydrated. If you're looking for vitamins and minerals, you can eat food with vitamins and minerals, or you could even take a multivitamin. If you're looking to get the anti-nausea or pain medication from this IV, I'd probably just recommend taking over the counter instead of getting it injected and it potentially being unsafe. And last thing, if you're really too sick to drink anything and you need to be rehydrated, you should go to a medical facility and get the care you need. And they're probably going to give you an IV and it's going to be way safer.
All right. I think that's a wrap on Herbalife and IV clinics. I feel like our BSPSs have kind of always gone hand in hand a little bit.
They have. And that has not honestly been planned out by us.
Yeah.
We're just doing the BSPS as they come in. Yeah. Thank you, everyone who's been submitting and has just happened to have them match up with our chosen topic of the week. And if anyone else has any other suggestions, questions for us, reach out Instagram, through our website. We'd love to hear from you. But until next time, I'm Emily.
And I'm Marie.
And don't let the BS get the best of you.